Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, August 5th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We've prepared this message this morning from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, with the goal, regardless of when you may be listening to us, to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Behaving Decently. Powerful scripture portion, Apostle Paul's writing from Romans 13, verses 13 and 14.
Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
Late yesterday afternoon, I went on a long walk with a man who had come over to have an earnest conversation about some tough issues in his life. And he has given me permission to anonymously share this story. Nobody knows we met but him and I and Brooksine. Early in his marriage, he had gotten into gambling and then porn. Thankfully, he has found freedom concerning both of these issues, but the trust factor in his marriage has been seriously wounded. He wants to see it healed and asked for my advice. He and his wife have experienced the consequences of his sin, both immediate and residual. Well, I shared in yesterday's message how I had preached a message on gambling this last Sunday in our church. In my prep work for the message, I considered how, at least in my observation, preaching has changed in my lifetime. I believe many who presently stand at the pulpit have much greater reservation about addressing sinful behavior than our peers have in the past. I found myself struggling to address a specific popular activity like gambling that is legal and increasingly culturally acceptable. Would I be seen as legalistic? Perhaps I might offend someone or create disharmony. After all, many have found ways to justify this behavior. Would I be seen as narrow-minded or intolerant? Well, both of these attitudes are considered grave violations, since open-mindedness and tolerance are seen as two of the greatest virtues of modern man. How the pendulum has swung, even in my lifetime, on this issue of preaching on sin. Many of you listening and reading the message today, my age and older will recall when sin was regularly addressed from the pulpit boldly and forthrightly, much like the prophets of old. However, now there's, and again, in my observation, far less preaching on sin and a great reluctance among many preachers to address sin specifically, as the Bible does, particularly sins that have become popular, socially acceptable, sadly, even in the church setting. And I've actually written a separate article that there's a link to that I've got into this far more than I normally do today. And there's a link to that on our website today. Once again, I can't come back to the conversation my friend and I had yesterday as we sat on a bench on the beautiful grounds of the historic church at Donegal Springs. His marriage has miraculously survived, but the need to reestablish trust in his marital relationship is an ongoing struggle. It is situations like this that I regularly encounter that reminds me of my high calling to preach the whole inspired counsel of God's Word. Using the words from 2 Timothy chapter 3, teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. The preaching of God's Word should not be diluted or uncomfortable passages overlooked based upon the culture of our day, or because others may receive the messages unloving. The loving message from faithful ministers of the gospel is to do everything possible to prevent believers from indulging in sinful behavior that leads to loss and destruction. It remains the biblical call for all believers who want to follow hard after God. We must be sober-minded and behave decently. Let us not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature, but rather let us clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's all pray together. Father, we desire to clothe ourselves in Christ Jesus, whose spirit resides within our hearts. We pray that our behavior would honor you in every way as we seek to behave decently and live according to the pattern of your Holy Scripture. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a privilege to share God's Word. Lexina and I pray before we share each message, and we realize today's message fits more into the pattern of afflicting the comfortable than our typical type of message, and actually I think very typical of the Western Church right now of comforting the afflicted. Both are needed. Both are needed. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net, and we do have the link today to that article that I've written that I simply titled Preaching on Sin. And I especially encourage my preacher friends, my pastor peers, to read this message. I welcome your comments. Most of the times we put up these messages, we don't have public comments. We are a large enough ministry that we would be overwhelmed dealing with moderating them. But on today's blog feature that we have a link to, we welcome comments, and we'll be moderating them throughout the day as they come. We also have a number of songs that we feel reinforce the message today, including the great old hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be, and another old hymn that you don't hear much anymore. And I found an online YouTube version from a local church, Take Time to Be Holy. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we prepared, and you will find for August 5th, 2008. Let me leave you with a final challenge from the daily text. Behave decently.